Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at the electoral politics from the Republican side. Paul Enos has the rundown.
Sam, today, politics and polls with Pete Ernott of R&R Partners.
And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, Dick Gamick, Robin Reedy, and James Smack. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hello, I'm Lance Gelman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome one of our favorite people back to the program. Pete Ernott is here. He's the president of government and public affairs and principal with R&R Partners. Pleasure to have you back, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay, so last night was the final debate. Your choice was watching the debate, football or baseball, your choice?
Oh, I mean, there was no question. It was game seven. with the Giants in that big of a game, everything else paled in comparison.
Well, I don't think you missed a whole lot. I think it was pretty close to being a draw there. So, and foreign policy is not an area that I think most Americans particularly care about versus the domestic issues.
Yeah, I think there's certain regions they care about. Certainly the Middle East, and I think that concerns people quite a bit because of all the turmoil. I mean, skeptics would say over oil, and maybe they're right. But I think there are certain areas, especially the post 9/11 world. I think people understand that the volatility in the Middle East is an important issue for us to have our arms around. So there are certain areas I think that are important, but certainly not as important as it was maybe in the years of Ronald Reagan or Bill Clinton when we were dealing with some of the post-Cold War issues with Russia or China, what have you.
Okay, tell me about the undecided. Who are these people?
Well, I'm not really sure. I every once in a while, I'll see on a poll when they ask, have you the name ID of the president? And there's always 1% that have never heard of the president, and that always shocks me. I mean, it's got to be somebody just being a smart aleck, because you can't possibly not know who the president is. But it's kind of a humorous way to exaggerate at this point. If you're undecided, I'm not sure that there's anything that's really going to push you across the line. There's been, so much vitriol in this election that if you haven't made a decision, I'm not sure what could push you to that decision.
I think the Eni method, Eni, Meeny, Miney, Moe.
Which makes you feel good about our democratic process, doesn't it?
Usually at this time, you see a couple states, and of course, we see that with Ohio, we see that with Virginia, Florida, start to tighten up. And that's where the focus is. But it actually seems like in the past few weeks, the chessboard, as everybody says, has expanded. Do you think that's real? Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan now becoming more competitive?
Well, I do think it's real from the standpoint that I think there is a natural constriction in a presidential race, a hard-fought presidential race, where both campaigns are well-funded and there's no catastrophic blunder on either side or what have you. So, yeah, I do think it's real. Of course, the problem for Governor Romney is when you're staring at a map that you have to win Florida, Virginia, Ohio, Wisconsin, Iowa, and then either Colorado or Nevada to win the race, an expansion where the president is now more competitive than he may have been certainly makes that path much more difficult. And of course, conversely, in those areas where Governor Romney's become more competitive, it gives more hope. But still, it's a tough path electorally for the president to be defeated.
Do you think there's going to be a surprise? I mean, is there going to be one state that surprises us and, you know, we'll wake up on Wednesday morning and say, gosh, we never saw it happen in there?
I don't know there's going to be a surprise. I mean, you know, Florida's a coin flip, so I wouldn't be surprised either way. I mean, obviously, historically, we've got down to hanging, you know, Chad in that.
And pregnant Chad.
Yeah, exactly. Virginia has a really tight Senate race, of course, and that's you know, a coin flip too, so that could go either way. I mean, I guess I would be surprised if Ohio flipped as far as the president was ahead in that, but it could happen. Is it going to happen in all six of those states is really the question.
In the last month, the registration on the Democratic side has gone from 60,000 advantage to over a 90,000 advantage. How real do you believe that is?
Well, I mean, of course it's real. It's a matter of
how they're going to vote.
Yeah, the effect. Again, if you look at this historically, late registrants by and large drop off about 40-45%, just simply don't come and vote. There was a reason they were a late registrant. Of those that do vote, how many of them vote for the president and then leave? How many of them vote for the president, maybe the U.S. Senate race, and then leave? That gets a little harder to determine, because we don't have a lot of, you know, case study on that. Really, we just have the 2008 election cycle to look at. I think it will have some effect. I don't think even the most adamant Democrat operative would tell you, though, that it's going to be the same at the same level as it was in 2008.
Is it going to be decided by independents in Nevada, even with that huge Democratic edge?
I would think so. If independents break how they have broken historically, I mean, one of the huge issues 4 years ago in Nevada, you could chart, like, you know, the stars that independents broke 55-45 Republican, and that completely flipped in 2008, and that's why President Obama carried the state with such a large margin. Obviously, you don't have that same phenomenon this time, but it's not quite as strong for Republicans as it was. And in certain pockets, it's Governor Romney's not winning independents. So, yes, but it's complicated math at some level now. I mean, when you look at how many more Democrats there are, how many actually will turn out, do Republicans win on Election Day by 5-6 points, as people are predicting? How do independents break? I mean, I wouldn't want to be a pollster in this race, because I think there's a swing of 3 or 4 points either direction that you could be right or wrong.
And I think you make a very good point there. It's going to be interesting to see. I don't think it's going to be a Mondale-Reagan proportion, but I think that this election is actually going to break one way or the other with much larger numbers than we're seeing from the polling that's out right now. Let's take a break. More with Pete when we come back.
We've gone from pulling into our parking lot, which was so depressing, it would be 2 or 3 cars in this parking lot, to our parking lot being full.
We have a whole second shift that we bought in, new employees, and we have a future at our plant now.
When you look at the president's plan, I don't think there can be any question that we're on the right course for today's economy.
President Obama does get what people need, and that's jobs and the opportunity to help themselves.
Stick with this guy. He will move us forward.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
I'm Shelley Berkley, and I approve this message.
Berkley and Heller, who's really for you? On Medicare, the AARP says Shelley Berkley voted to help strengthen guaranteed benefits in Medicare. Dean Heller, he said he was proud to be the only member of Congress to vote twice to end Medicare, increasing premiums over $6,000 for seniors and putting insurance company bureaucrats in charge of health care decisions. Dean Heller, he's really not for you.
Well, I've been in business 25 years, and in this economy, it's very hard. I work 7 days a week. I don't even know how to verbalize that in the year 2012, Dean Heller would be voting, or that we would be discussing equal pay for equal work. I don't know who Dean Heller's working for, but it's certainly not Nevadans like me.
Women Vote is responsible for the content of this ad.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Pete Ernott.
Pete, what impact do you think the U.S. Senate, or sorry, the presidential race is going to have on the U.S. Senate race? Is a Romney victory guarantee a Heller victory, or could Heller win if Obama wins by a couple points?
Well, I think if Governor Romney carries Nevada, without a doubt, Heller will win the Senate race. I don't think there's a Romney-Berkeley voting block, but there's clearly an Obama-Heller voting block. And I actually made the prediction that I think the margins of victory will be similar, that I think that Obama will carry the state somewhere 1-3 points, something like that. And I think that's about the margin of victory for Heller, which in some respects should make Nevadans feel good, because historically we've been such an independent state that you could have that many switch votes at the top of the ticket. I think,
like your Reed Sandoval voters last.
Yeah, again, I think, and remember, there was also another Reed on the ballot, so that had made it even more dynamic. But I think that makes me feel good about Nevada, that type of result is possible.
One of the most watched races in the state Senate is the Leslie Brower race. Your thoughts on that one?
Well, I think on paper, Senator Brower would have to have the advantage. The one dynamic, though, that I think a lot of people have lost is that Senator Leslie's entire assembly district is in that that district, and so I think that makes it a little tougher. And I think that's just one of those issues where it's going to be a closer race than it probably should have been, given the registration and given the dynamics of that district. I think, though, that Brower still has a slight advantage.
Historically, Washoe County. Sorry, Sammy.
Go ahead.
Historically, Washoe County has always been kind of the arbiter, whether a statewide election goes to the Republican or the Democrat. Do you think Washoe County has that distinction in this election as well?
Well, oddly enough, and I've probably been on this show, I don't know, 30 times and been asked that question. And I think the other 29 times I answered it, Washoe County is the key to victory statewide. I think that because of this huge surge in Democrat registration disproportionately in Clark County, I think it's less so this election cycle, because you could look at losing Clark County by, you know, 4, 5, 6 points as a Republican and still win handily if you were able to win Washoe County and the rurals were fait accompli. Losing Clark County by 5, 6, 7 points now is a much more daunting challenge, because again, the mathematics just got different. So I'm not so sure about that. I think that this is going to be a race that is going to be very, very affected by the turnout of Democrats in Clark County, and that I think will determine the relevancy of Washoe in this statewide race.
What do you think about the amount of money that's come in from outside groups because of the Citizens United decision, and has it really made that much difference in the way people are thinking?
I think it's completely changed campaigns and politics as we know it. I think it's maybe the worst decision and an effect on the process in the history of our country. The fact that you can have this...
By the way, your Democratic partner said exactly the same thing on this program a week or so ago.
You have this much money in the process by so few people with no transparency is just not good. Now, I understand the First Amendment. I understand all this, but I think that people ought to be very, very concerned that you can have so many hundreds of millions of dollars pumped in by these super PACs that are driven by just a few individuals. That is not how this process is supposed to work, and at least make it transparent. I mean, I've always felt like you don't attack the limits, attack the transparency. Let people make the determination if they want George Soros or the Koch brothers making these types of...
Or Sheldon Adelson or Steve Wynn.
Well, yeah, but I'll pick on the out-of-staters. But you know, if you want them to have that much of a disproportionate influence in the political process, then so be it. But at least know where that money's coming from and those things. There's got to be some modifications. But I see this bubble bursting at some point. I just don't think the American people over time are going to stand for this much outside influence.
Do you think they're paying attention now? I mean, you know, do you not use your DVR to fast forward through all these commercials? Are you not sick of them?
Well, yeah, but I can afford a DVR. I mean, not a lot of people can. At the end of the drill, I think more people are becoming fed up with just the absolute blitz. I mean, not, maybe the people that own TV stations aren't, because this is a bonanza. But I think the average voter is starting to get fed up, not just with negative campaigning. There's always those complaints. You kind of disregard those, but it's just the sheer volume of political advertisement in a swing state. I think people are starting to get fed up with, and then add how many times their phone rings, how many times their cell phone gets texted, and I think we're getting to a point of elasticity where people are just going to feel like it's a much bigger pain than it's worth.
And that's where you got to leave it. Come back after the election, discuss it with us. All right, we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
The plan would end Medicare as we know it.
Repeals Medicare.
And that's the same plan Dean Heller voted for twice. But it gets worse. On July 25th, Heller voted to give another $160,000 tax break to millionaires. Minutes later, he voted against a tax cut for the rest of us, the middle class. Two votes against Medicare, two votes against the middle class. Dean Heller just keeps getting it wrong. Patriot Majority USA is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Possibly the best tasting breakfast omelet in the world. Eat it, Joe's, today.
We've gone from pulling into our parking lot, which was so depressing, there would be two or three cars in this parking lot, to our parking lot being full.
We have a whole second shift that we bought in, new employees, and we have a future at our plant now.
When you look at the president's plan, I don't think there can be any question that we're on the right course for today's economy.
President Obama does get what people need, and that's jobs and the opportunity to help themselves.
Stick with this guy. He will move us forward.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
There's a clear choice for Board of Regents in District 9. First, meet Ron Connect. He was recently fired from his taxpayer-funded job at the Nevada Public Utilities Commission for conducting political activities during his workday. Really, Ron? Who does that? Now meet Michonne McAdone. She's spent her entire career as an educator focusing on higher education in rural Nevada and was appointed by four Nevada governors to a statewide commission. Ah, much better. Sorry, Ron. We're voting for Michonne McAdone.
Mom, can you help me with my math?
Is your child already scoring bad grades this school year? Shouldn't you call Sylvan and Reno now for help in getting better grades fast? It's your child and their future.
Mom, can you help me with my math?
I sure can.
Call Sylvan Learning Center in Reno at 829-2700. That's 829-2700. And ask about the guarantee.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney, proudly displaying he voted early. We also have James Smack, Republican Party Vice Chair, and Robin Reedy, Principal with Our Politics. Pleasure to have you all here.
Good morning.
Let's go around the table. Who watched the debate and who didn't? Dick?
I caught just a couple of minutes of it.
Why?
Yeah, I was working last night. I had stuff to do.
Oh, okay. James?
I was watching the Bears and the Lions at my wife's behest because she's from Detroit, but I did catch the debate later on.
And how did it strike you?
I thought that Governor Romney did a very good job. I think that President Obama was primarily on the attack, repeating the same talking points over and over and over again.
Did it surprise you how much domestic policy came into a foreign policy debate?
Not really, because I'll be honest with you, I think Governor Romney's domestic policy is more of his strong suit, and so when he could pivot to a domestic policy, take a question around foreign policy and pivot it to domestic policy, where his strong suit is, that actually worked to his advantage. And I think that domestic policy is interrelated with foreign policy, because the fact of the matter is that foreign policy is expensive. Keeping bases all over the world is expensive, and that's going to directly affect the deficit that we have now of $16 trillion.
Right, but Governor Romney is promoting that he's not only not going to cut military spending, he's going to at least maintain it, if not increase it.
Well, certainly, and maintaining military spending. But let's make sure we're maintaining it smartly. Let's make sure that we're make sure that we are spending it on technologies, and make sure that we're spending it on the things that we need to be doing, and make sure that we keep our military at its modern best and not start falling behind any of our competition, so to speak, across the world.
So did you kind of agree with the governor's point about increasing the number of ships and submarines that we're going to be building?
Well, I don't know necessarily about ships. Submarines, I think, are not necessarily a bad idea, because that's a place where we can move our military assets in real close to areas that may be hot zones and not necessarily let anybody know we're there. Number of ships or that, I mean, Governor Romney puts out the numbers that we have fewer ships than 1917, but President Obama made a good point that a lot of our ships are more modern now. We didn't have aircraft carriers in 1917. Those didn't come about until right around the beginning of World War II. So
using horses and bayonets.
Exactly. Well, I don't know about the horses, but I know the Marines still use some bayonets, that's for sure.
Robin, what were your thoughts?
Well, I have to agree on the military aspect, that we need to have a new army, a new way of doing things, and technology is very important. I think Governor Romney does recognize that. I come at it from a little bit of a different perspective. I would like to know that our military men are being paid what they need to be paid to be able to survive and not have second jobs, and you know, so I would like to see that maintained in our military.
Okay, people are saying the debate last night, you know, it was a draw, or President Obama won on points, but Romney did what he needed to do and look presidential. Do you think that's the case? Do you think people are looking at Mitt Romney, as Governor Romney, as a man who could be commander-in-chief and lead our country?
I do think this last debate was probably almost irrelevant here in Nevada. A lot of people are already voting. I certainly voted already, but I do think Romney did what he had to do to look presidential.
I think he did. I think he looked very presidential. I think that he had command of the issues, and I believe that we will all be very, very happy with him when he takes office on January 20, 2013.
Dick, you were watching the Giants game, but maybe you saw.
I didn't watch the Giants game last night. I worked. The part that I saw was the part where President Obama was talking about us being peacekeepers in Egypt next. And that tone, along with the tone of the ambassador when he was returned to the United States, really causes me concern on his foreign policy, because this apologizing to dictators, talking peacekeeping, doing all of this all the time, is simply made us a laughingstock of the rest of the world, especially those people who hate us and who are aggressive toward us. And I'm just really at a concern as to where we're going with
excellent
this.
Point. Excellent
well,
point, Dick.
The devil's advocate here, I mean, President Obama was talking about the fact that he ended the war in Iraq, that he's winding down the war in 2014 in Afghanistan, which Governor Romney agrees with, and he feels that it's time to do nation building at home. The part that I would disagree with is he's talking about spending money saved from fighting these wars. Well, we've been fighting those wars on a credit card. How do we make that plan work?
It's all paperwork. You're not saving a dime, because he is spending money everywhere else. We never had a president spend money the way he does it, I'm aware of. He spends it like he prints it and melds it, and it
looks
just
exactly
keeps spending and, spending and spending and spending and spending. And we're in debt way over our eyebrows now. We'll never get this national debt caught up.
You know, President Obama did challenge Mitt Romney, saying, you have a foreign policy view from the 1980s. You think Russia is our biggest geopolitical foe. And I wish this would have gotten some more play. And I wish we would have found out President Obama, what did you mean when you're speaking with the president of Russia and you told him, hey, tell Putin after the election, I'm going to have a little more flexibility? I mean, I wish that was something we could have got out.
Governor Romney glossed on it, but he didn't really treat that the way I would have liked him to treat that. I'd like him to take a whole 2-minute segment on that and just hammer the president on that particular issue, because, to be honest with you, what is that supposed to mean? President Obama, what did you mean when you said to President Medvedev, I think his name, it wasn't Putin, it was Medvedev. Yeah. Okay. What did you mean by saying, I have more flexibility in my second term? Does that mean, oh, I never have to face the voters again, so I can do what I want?
Exactly.
I mean, that's the concern that I have. The biggest concern that I've had throughout this cycle is, part of my job has been convincing Ron Paul folks to vote for Romney. And part of my strategy on that is, do we really want a second term of a President Obama when he never has to face the electorate again? And that is the fear factor. And what will he do?
And that's where we have to leave it.
Is it working?
James, having a fear factor.
It is.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Is your child already scoring bad grades this school year? Shouldn't you call Sylvan and Reno now for help in getting better grades fast?
Mom.
It's your child and their future.
Mom, can you help me with my math?
I sure can.
Call Sylvan Learning Center in Reno at 829-2700. That's 829-2700. And ask about the guarantee.
With Romney and Bain Capital, the objective was to make money. Whether the companies they came in and worked with made money or not was irrelevant. Bain Capital always made money. If we lost, they made money. If we survived, they made money. It's as simple as that. He promised us the same things he's promised in the United States. He'll give you the same thing he gave us. Nothing. He'll take it all.
Priorities USA Action is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Never paint your home again when you let DeBell Home Improvement in Reno Forever Coat your home. Forever Coat is 12 times thicker than paint. Forever Coat saves energy on cooling and heating.
It's one of the features I really liked was the insulation value of it. I've noticed my cooling bills have dropped quite a bit.
I feel like I'm driving up to a new home every night because it just looks 150% better.
Call now, 826-6444. First 10 callers receive a $1,250 discount. Call now.
We teach our kids to not just go along with the crowd. A lesson Dean Heller never learned. A reliable Republican, Heller supported eliminating the Department of Education and joined Tea Party Republicans to slash school funding, leaving us with overcrowded classrooms. He even cut student aid for college while giving tax breaks to millionaires. Heller voted with Republicans over 90% of the time. He follows the crowd even when it costs our kids. That's a failing grade. The Democratic Senate.
As always, you can watch the Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sam, tomorrow we're going to be talking with Jim Annis, who's the CEO of Applied Staffing Solutions, about the quality of our workforce.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for